Prairie Dog Night, just an old-fashioned love song, 1904 with Pat Garrett. 15-04, 96 WFIR, Gino Vanelli, and I Just Want to Stop. The weather forecast for the valley calls for occasional rain this morning. Low, lower 30s, sunny and windy today with a high in the upper 40s. Clear and cold tonight, low near 20. Sunny Monday with a high near 50. Chance of rain or snow 30 through this morning, 0% today and tonight. It's currently 43 degrees 6 Celsius right here at 96 WFIR.
I don't know.
96 WFIR, Livingston, Taylor.
Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day.
Paid for by the National Council to make things nicer, we invite you to spend another educational session with the idol of the nation's youngsters, Mr. Science. As we look in on the modern, well-equipped laboratory today, we see that little Jimmy Swab is just arriving to watch Mr. Science perform his latest fascinating experiment.
Oh, hello there, Jimmy. Well, you're just in time to watch me perform my latest fascinating experiment.
Gee willikers, Mr. Science, I'm always fascinated by your fascinating experiments. Which one are you going to perform today?
Well, Jimmy, today we're going to observe what happens when we boil water right here in the laboratory.
Great day in the morning, Mr. Science. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, it's really not as complicated as it sounds. You see, each chemical property has its own particular temperature point at which it changes from a liquid to a gas. And loosely defined, steam in the form of gaseous is the form of gaseous vapor that water is converted into when we heat it to 212 degrees.
Holy mackerel, Mr. Science. I don't understand that even worse than what you said the first time.
Well, don't worry about it, son. I'm sure it'll all become very clear to you after you observe today's experiment. Now, in order to see what happens when we bring water to the boiling point, we must first prepare our laboratory equipment to heat to 212 degrees.
Gosh, all hemlock, Mr. Science. What's that piece of laboratory equipment you're lighting with that match?
Well, this device is called a candle, Jimmy.
A candle? Holy suffering catfish. Wait till I tell all the kids at school that I've seen a candle.
No, just try to keep your enthusiasm under control, boy. We still haven't gotten to the most amazing part. Watch what happens when I hold this test tube filled with water over the lighted candle.
Oh, golly Moses, Mr. Science. Nothing happened at all.
Well, that's only because the water hasn't been heated quite long enough yet. Remember, I told you that all chemical properties are converted from liquid to vapor once their temperature rises sufficiently.
Great jumping Jehoshaphat. The water's starting to get all bubbling on top. I guess doing that instead of turning into a vapor offers conclusive proof that water's not a chemical property, right, Mr. Science?
No, it's not quite correct, Jimmy. You see, those bubbles indicate that the water is starting to boil. And now if you look closely, you can see steam beginning to rise from the test tube.
Oh, wowie two shoes. But that stuff surely looks an awful lot like the smoke that was rising from the candle. You wouldn't try to slip me the old rubber peach just because I'm a gullible child, would you,
no,
Mr. Science?
No, of course not, Jimmy. Well, notice how my hand gets wet when I pass it through this cloud of steam like this, see? And that means the vapor has converted itself back into water again.
Boy, oh boy, your hand's sure wet, all right, Mr. Science. I feel as though one of nature's eternal secrets has just been unlocked before my very eyes.
That's very cleverly phrased, Jimmy.
And I'll bet this little bottle would get equally wet if I passed it through the cloud.
No, don't do that, Jimmy. The contents of that bottle must never be exposed to heat. Keep it away from here, boy!
I only want to see if the outside of this bottle will...
Mr. Science has been brought to you as a public service paid for by the National Council to make things nicer. Today's broadcast was the last in our current series.
We'll be right back.
with Hall and Oates, and it's a laugh. 2 minutes till four with Patrick W. Garrett. More craziness after CBS News.
Please don't talk about it.
Come on, girl.
96 WFIR with Bobby Sherman. Hey, little woman, it's 409 WFIR time with Pam Garrett. 40 degrees, 4 Celsius outside right now. WFIR, Dean Friedman, Ariel, 15 after 4 with Pat Garrett. The weather sunny and windy today with a high in the upper 40s, clear and cold tonight with a low near 20 degrees. Sunny on Monday, high Monday near 50, chance of rain or snow, 30% this morning, zero today and tonight. It's 43 at WFIR. John, 96 WFIR. Good morning. It's 419 as in the highway, and the Roanoke Valley Science Museum is sponsoring an exciting exhibit of models of inventions by Leonardo da Vinci. Come and see models of the first helicopter, parachute, automobile, and military tank. For more information, call up the Science Museum. The number there, 563-2891. I'll 96 WFIR, Linda's Foreign Run for Home. It's 423 with Pat Garrett and Steve Finnegan popping in here and there to say hello or tell you a dirty joke or something. Right up till 5:30 this morning. At 5:30, it's the Salt Lake Choir. WFIR, Bob Welch from French Kiss, Ebony Eyes, 429 with Pat Garrett. Tonight on the CBS Radio Mystery Theater, a senior citizen confounds his doctor son-in-law by exhibiting miraculous powers of healing. Put your hand on the radio and you will be healed. Don't miss A Very Old Man, starring Santos Ortega. The Mystery Theater tonight, 10:07. WFIR, it's 24 to 5 with Pat Garrett. We just heard from Sweet Baby James, I Want to Be Your Handyman. She's got you. 96 WFIR, 20 to 5, here's America.
Through the darkness.
WFIR, Roanoke weather, occasional rain through this morning, low 30s, sunny and windy today, high upper 40s, clear and cold tonight, low near 20, Monday should be sunny with a high near 50, chance of rain zero today and tonight, it's 40 at FIR.
I'm riding in your car.
At 96 WFIR, I'm Pat Garrett.
And I'm Steve Finnegan with
Can I get a
Witness News. And we're doing a Witness News review of the week past.
Yes.
And on Monday, we have some uncommon Christmas gifts. You might have heard about a pendant, pin, or cufflinks made of fresh orchids coated with 22-karat gold from Singapore. Or the Nothing Book, what you could give to somebody, which 17 Magazine says consists of totally blank pages. And 11-foot poles for objects you would not touch with a 10-foot pole.
Well, Tuesday, and Can I Get a Witness News, someone in San Francisco loved artificial turf. The artificial grass for pro baseball and football at the Bay City's Candlestick Park has been heavily criticized, and this week it's been being ripped up and replaced with real grass. But someone likes the old artificial surface enough to sneak out to the stadium's 50-yard line and carve out a huge oval slice of the AstroTurf. But it wasn't just any old chunk of the turf. Stadium. Officials say the culprit made away with a 24-foot by 15-foot piece bearing the SF emblem of Pro Football San Francisco 49ers.
And there was something funny about that package Wednesday sent to the Ancorn home in Detroit. And Margaret Ancorn was taking no chances. When the 25-pound object came in the mail, she called police. Eight police cars escorted it to the Detroit River, where it was blown to fragments on an island. It turned out to be a $1,200 stereo set. Postal officials say they don't know who sent it, but one says someone was playing Santa Claus.
Thursday, the Somerset County, New Jersey Parks Commission had a surprise for poachers who cut down their evergreen trees and put them in their homes this Christmas. The trees were sprayed with a chemical that, once indoors, gives off an odor described as somewhere between rotten eggs and a skunk.
And Friday, Tulsa, Oklahoma firefighter Terry Rutledge says he was trained to save lives, so he did his duty and saved the life of a cat, even though he hates cats. The tomcat named Malcolm had to be revived with mouth-to-mouth resuscitation after being rescued from a burning apartment.
Well, that brings us to Saturday. Saturday police in Papua New Guinea reported a remote jungle cult claims to have talked to the spirits of ancestors over a telephone hooked up to 400 yards of cane. The cane line stretches from the cult's headquarters to a tree. Cult members report talking to ancestors who promised to send them lots of money. The cult's headquarters was jammed with empty suitcases and sacks to be filled with the cash. Police say the cult apparently was inspired to install its unique telephone after a nearby town got hooked up to the Papua New Guinea microwave telephone relay system. I'm Pat Garrett.
And I'm Steve Finnegan. Tune in again tomorrow for more news that you could live without on Can I Get a Witness News?
Inferno.
This Christmas, give the gift of JC's Fight Multiple Sclerosis. This Christmas, give the gift of hope. Support the Roanoke Multiple Sclerosis Society.
My old pal Bill Thomas, I knew him when he only had one stomach and one chin. I was always wondering, have you ever heard they have multiple sclerosis? Have you ever heard of singular sclerosis before?
Is that anything like long division?
Could be.
Former First Lady Bess Truman is back home in Independence, Missouri after a month in the hospital for treatment of high blood pressure and abdominal problems. She's 93. John Bohannon, CBS News.
WFIR, Gold from the Beatles, the movie Help was what that was from. Ticket to Ride, 509 WFIR, it's 40 degrees.
I don't care if you want to.
96 WFIR, the miracles of Mr. Love Machine. Good morning, 515 with Pat Garrett, and somewhere in the background, are you still over there?
No, I'm not here anymore.
He's not here anymore. So I don't guess that doesn't even matter who he is since he's not here anymore. The forecast for the valley, sunny, windy, and cooler today with a high in the upper 40s. Clear and cold tonight with a low in the middle 20s. Sunny Monday with a high in the middle 40s. Is the wind blowing over the high? By golly, I think the wind's blowing. Are you Jack Frost by any chance?
No, I'm the Heat Miser.
The Heat Miser.
I'm looking for my brother, the Snow Miser. He lives up around near the North Pole.
Oh, I see.
Have you seen them?
No, I haven't seen either
one. Well, tell them.
They went that away.
Oh. Well, tell them our Mother Nature is calling us.
Mother Nature is calling. Mother Nature is calling. When Mother Nature calls, you've got to go. The chance of precipitation is 10% today, near 0% tonight and Monday. And it's 40 degrees in the Roanoke Valley. That translates into 4 Celsius if you speak Celsius.
Didn't I hear you cry this morning?
519. 1396 WFIR Strange Way. That's Fireball. I'm Pat Garrett, here to remind you that you can listen here for the countdown of the top 100 songs of the year beginning Monday night, December 25th at 6:15 p.m. and continuing the following three nights. We're going to count down the top 100 of the year, and also stay tuned to WFIR for your chance to win the top 100 for your own.
It was late in December.
96 WFIR, Al Stewart with Time Passages at 5:24. For some Christmas carols and an excerpt from Handel's Messiah, you can tune in this morning to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir on the CBS Radio Network. That's coming up at 5:30 this morning. Listen here for an interlude of timely and beautiful music to help celebrate the Christmas season. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir this morning, 5:30, right here on WFIR.
I'm on my way.
527, 96 WFIR, Cat Stevens from Deezer and the Firecat, I think. That's called Sitting. Good morning. It's now 40 degrees outside, and that wraps it up for me. I'll be back for my next regular show Thursday morning at midnight. I'll be making spot appearances on the Steve Finnegan Show through the week from midnight to 6. Be sure you join Steve tonight at midnight right here on WFIR.